Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. I have to admit, I think the collect is awesome, and I'm tempted just to read it again and then just let us think about that, because that's such a good sermon in and of itself right there. But today's readings are all about the radical teachings of Christ, the gospel. I'm going to focus only on that. It's radical because of the thought of what type of love that Jesus wants us to have in our hearts and wants us to do, which is totally different than the average, than the norm. And Jesus is calling everybody to be different and to love in the way that he loves. And it starts off with Jesus says, you have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. And that law was, believe it or not, an upgrade from what was happening before. That law is called Lex Talionis. And I remember that because I was so fascinated to find out that was an upgrade, because what it was, let's say somebody from Wysocks came over and beat somebody up in Towanda. Well, what would happen in ancient times is both towns would go to war and everybody would end up either very hurt or dead. And what the teaching back then was to do is, all right, and I'm just going to pick on somebody, sorry. Let's say if me over in Wysocks came and I beat up Ginny Schoonover or vice versa, then what it was the towns wouldn't fight, but Ginny and I had to battle it out for ourselves. So only the two of us would get hurt, not the whole towns. But Jesus is telling us and bringing us, like helping us to grow up, saying that we are not supposed to do that at all. No retaliation. No hate, no anger. He wants us to grow up and be as what God wants us and intends us to be, his children. And then the next one is, if anyone strikes you on the cheek, turn the other also. And I did preach on that, I think, 6 months ago or something. But that's an interesting concept. Because it's not that Jesus was teaching everybody to let them be abused, but if someone, let's say, backhands you, that was somebody who felt they were superior to an inferior. So if the person, not the aggressor, but if the person who is being hit or abused turned their cheek, then all of a sudden it would have to be an open hand. But the person who was the aggressor wouldn't do it because they would be on equal terms and equal levels. The other thing that does is that the aggressor can no longer humiliate, abuse, or demean the other person. And so Jesus was trying to teach them and teach us how to grow up. And then the other thing where it says, and if anyone wants to sue you and take your coat, give them your cloak as well. Well, in those days, Jewish men wore two garments. One was a tunic, the coat, on the inside, and the cloak was on the outside. If somebody wanted to sue you, they couldn't take the cloak, only the tunic. Because that would leave the person naked. And there was nothing more embarrassing or humiliating for a Jew than to be totally naked. And what that means, if the person gives both garments, is that they would be naked, and yes, humiliated, but the person who was suing and took everything would be shamed as well, according to Jewish law, because they saw the person naked And that was wrong. That was just as humiliating. And so that would stop that right in hand. Really, Jesus was a genius, and we know that. Okay, so then next, it says, if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go a second. Well, also in those days, a soldier could just, let's say they're walking down the street, they could grab anybody and say, okay, you have to do this for a mile. Of course it was abusive. Of course it wasn't right. It was very inconsiderate. But if you were willing to go 2 miles, then what would happen? Jesus knew. The soldier would be reprimanded because it was wrong. So it was a way to, in a good way, stop abuse. And then the next thing, give to everyone who begs from you, and do not refuse anyone who wants to borrow from you. The point of that, and this is really radical, it's very compassionate and very giving. But the point is, we are to feel, we are to treat others' needs as if, not that they're the same or just as important as ours, but more important. That's radical. Taking care of anyone else, their need, and really feeling that their need is more important than our own. That's extremely different and radical. And then 5, Jesus says, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Why? So that you may be children of your Father in heaven. That's the purpose. Jesus teaches, but he also totally lived this type of love in his life. Think about it. The cross, his tolerance, his patience, his open arms, his acceptance, never rejecting anyone, but always calling everybody with love and for love to glorify God, our Father in heaven. We are to pray for our enemies, not just love our neighbors because we'd be no different than anybody else, but we are to love and pray for our enemies and people who persecute us. What is the thought behind that? Well, think about it. If we pray for our enemies, that they are blessed by God, the only thing that can happen is that they are blessed by God and change their hearts so that they accept God's blessings. That prayer is constructive, it's encouraging, it's positive, it's uplifting, and it's filled with love. And if we can do this, if we can love in a radical way like Jesus wants us to do, but we have to choose it. If we love and live this way, we are accepting God Almighty just totally. We are wholly and wholeheartedly devoted to God the Father. We are totally loving and obeying Jesus Christ. There is nothing better that we can do than to learn how to rest within God's arms, realize he's right with us, and love in the way that Jesus wants us to love. And finally, the very last verse today, be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. As his children, Jesus is calling us to that radical love, that unconditional love, that perfect love, where we do justice, we have compassion, we walk humbly with our God, and we work towards reconciliation with everyone every minute of the day. We are called by our God through Jesus Christ with the power of the Holy Spirit to be different. If we are God's children, then we are different. Please read together the contemporary column one more time. I just love it. O Lord, you have taught us that without love, whatever we do is worth nothing. You send your Holy Spirit and pour into our hearts your greatest gift, which is love, the true bond of peace and of all virtue, without which whoever lives is accounted dead before you. Grant this for the sake of your only Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.